Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The Department of Mineral Resources and Energy has released a new integrated resource plan for electricity. And according to Engineering News, wants cabinet approval by the end of March next year. Dubbed IRP 2024, the plan sees the use of coal declining between now and 2050, but the life of certain coal-fired power stations extended from 50 to 60 years. It also commits South Africa to securing 2.5 gigawatts of nuclear power. The plan continues to include a significant gas-to-power allocation, as was the case with IRP 2023. One important change, though, the amount of power derived from wind has been sharply increased. UK retail group Frasers has bought the owner of the Sportsman's and Outdoor Warehouse retail chains. The deal was announced on the London Stock Exchange, but Frasers will buy Holdsport, which also owns Shelf Life and a brand portfolio that includes First Ascent, Cape Storm and OTG. For the year to end February, Holdsport generated sales of more than 3 billion rand. It's currently owned by management and Old Mutual Private Equity. No prices have been announced for the deal. South Africa's second biggest private hospital group, Life Healthcare, has increased its dividends by 15%. It also announced a special dividend of 70 cents a share. Revenue from continuing operations for the year to end September was up 12.7% to 25.5 billion. Total headline earnings per share up 73.4%. Earnings were given a significant boost by the one-off gain from the sale of AMG for 2.8 billion rand. And low-cost retailer Pepkor is back in the black. The owner of Pep Stores and Ackermans has posted a profit before tax of 3.7 billion rand after last year's loss of 502 million. Pepkor has declared a dividend of 48.5 cents a share. And Business Day reports that Pepkor says it plans to open 250 to 300 new stores next year. Turning to the markets, at the bell last evening, the JSE All-Share and the Top 40 were both up 0.6%, London's FTSE down 0.4%. In New York, fresh record highs for the Dow up 0.3% and the S&P 500 up 0.6%, with the Nasdaq just beneath a record, although it was also up 0.6%. Tokyo this morning down 0.7%, Hong Kong up 0.4%, Sydney up 0.7%. The US dollar sitting at 105 against the euro, which gives us a rand at 18.17 to the greenback, 19.05 to the euro, 22.85 to sterling. Gold at 2,638, platinum 930, Bitcoin just over 92,800, Brent crude oil down to just under $73 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.